Church. This is Chad for our Wednesday morning devotion. I hope this message finds you all doing well and healthy. Let's begin with prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you. We just ask now that as we go through this devotion, that you sit with us and spend time with us. Help us to understand it as you want us to understand it, so that we can further your kingdom. We love you and we thank you. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So today I want to take a look at one of my favorite Old Testament scriptures. As many of you guys know, David is one of my favorites in the Bible. He writes in such a creative way that it really helps me just visualize the text. So if you have your Bible, turn with me to Psalm 18. Now, there are 50 verses in this chapter, so I'm going to draw out some of them for the morning devotion. Now, before we begin with Psalm 18, it's helpful to understand the context in which David wrote this psalm. So the psalm actually also appears in 2 Samuel 22. It's in this and the previous chapter, chapter 21, that we find out why David is writing this psalm to the Lord. In 2 Samuel 21, 15 through 22, we read of David being at war again with the Philistines against relatives of Goliath, whom David had killed. In all of these battles, David is delivered very safely. At the beginning of 2 Samuel 22, then we read, "And David spoke the words of this song to the Lord in the day that the Lord delivered from him the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul." So this is the beginning of Psalm 18 as well. So we see that David is specifically praising God for delivering him from the hand of his enemies and from Saul, who had tried to kill David. So in a quick overview, this psalm is an exaltation of God's deliverance and protection. We're told right away that it is a psalm of David, and he uses great imagery that helps us understand how powerful God's protection is for his people and his justice against his enemies. So from this psalm, we learn about God's character. It is a psalm that gives assurance and comfort to God's people. So let's begin with verses 1 through 6. It says, "I love you, Lord, my God. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I called to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him and to his ears." So David paints the picture here of a person who feels they are in a hopeless situation, where they can't see any way of surviving with their life. Destruction and death are compared to torrents, or the word means a raging river of continual ungodliness as chasing after David. In his desperation, he calls out to the Lord. So what happened next? Let's skip down to verses 16 through 19, where David says, "He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemies, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me." See, David appeared to be cornered by danger and destruction on every side, but God rescued him and put him into a spacious place, which this is referring to our freedom. So rather than being trapped by our enemies, we are free to move about in our faith in God. And speaking of God, what does David say about him in chapter 18? Now imagine with me all that David has seen and been through to this point. In verses 30 through 36, he says this about our God. "As for God," so there's no way that we could say he's talking about somebody else. He says, "As for God," in verse 30, "his way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He causes me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You make your saving help my shield, and your right hand sustains me. Your help has made me great. You provide a broad path for my feet so that my ankles do not give way." Don't miss the imagery here. Like having feet like a deer, whose feet have no problem in rocky, difficult terrain. See, this is a picture of David conquering mountain strongholds of his enemies. despite being cornered on all sides by his enemies. And David ends this passage with a description of how God surrounds and unites him with the strength. Take considerable note of David's absolute dependence on God. So as we close, remember, David began the psalm with cries for help. His and our God not only heard his cries, but delivered him from all the bad that was going on around him because of his unwavering faith. So during these times of our own troubles and evils of the world, don't let your enemy shake your faith. Have faith like David, regardless of your circumstance. I know you'll be glad you did. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your words from your perfect book, and we just ask that you continue to help us to learn the things that you have for us here. Lord, we're going through trying times. We pray that your will be done, but we also pray that in all of this, that you help us come back together in church as soon as possible, and we just ask that you continue to watch over us, keep us all safe and healthy, and continue to help us to take things deeper with you. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We're not currently meeting together because of the coronavirus outbreak. So be sure to subscribe to our podcast to get all of our online services and daily devotions delivered right to your phone. You can find us in iTunes and Google Podcasts, or listen online at www.coc.com.